Welcome to Florida Girl FM. This is your host, Tanya.
Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. Last name Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out. Take you show out. You a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
That's right. Hey, girl. His name is Charlie. Charlie Wilson. Now, I'm going to give you these pointers because I see this all the time. I've had it happen to me before. Some guys don't have the right approach. No, it's not, hey, baby. No, it's not, hey, sweetie. And a damn sure for sure it's not, hey, red or black. I just want to let you guys know that those lines are for immature men. And if you want a woman's attention, you have to approach her with a better approach. Like, hello, how are you? Or, good morning, how's your day so far? These are things that men don't know how to do because I don't think they were taught. Or they were shown. So it takes a woman like I to let you know what a woman expects when a man comes along and what attracts her to her. It's not the jewelry, it's not your car, it's not, you know, your bling bling you got around your neck or in your mouth. It's about how you show her that respect, that you respect her space, respect her as a woman, acknowledge her as a woman. And these are things that men don't know because they're men. And they have mothers. I think some of them have mothers. They have grandmothers. They have aunties. They have sisters. They have women that are in their life. And if they don't know, they need to go to them. Now, I'm not going to say all women are going to give you that good advice, but this girl here is going to give you that great advice. And just like Charlie Wilson, if you don't know who he is, you need to Google him. He's a R&B singer. He's been around for a mighty long time. And he's been giving you guys pointers for years, but you guys ignore him because of his style. And some guys do listen to him. And those are the gentlemen that have women in their lives that they picked up and now they're moving on, you know. So as you guys know that Valentine's Day is coming up soon. It's coming up February the 14th, 2021. That's right. 2021 Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So I'm going to give you some pointers so that you can get a date for that day. So within this episode here, I'm going to be talking about what to say to a woman. You know, I'm not going to tell you what not to say because obviously it's not working if you're sitting here listening to me and you don't have that woman on your arm. So here it is, guys. And for us females, you can see how a man's supposed to talk to you and how and what to expect from them. This helps both sex, you know, whether you are a man that's trying to pick up a woman or a woman trying to pick up a woman, however you want to do it. This is the topic right here. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, first and foremost, a woman loves for a man that knows how to charm them. And if your talk game is weak, then you're listening to the right episode. I mean, the right podcast today. I'm going to teach you a couple of steps to up your game and your charm level a little bit. And like I said before, you can ask Charlie Wilson. Pick up the album real quick. Okay, so first of all, a lady likes a conversation that makes sense, that has sense. Okay, so she's kind of looking for a good conversation on, you know, complimenting her. And I don't mean her boobs. I don't mean her butt. I don't mean her size or her curves. But complimenting her on something about her that no one else acknowledges. So I'm going to give it to you like this. You could say something like, I like your eyeshadow. It brings out your eyes. Because men never notice that we put makeup on. Men never notice that we have our hair done. But they notice what outfit we have on. You know? Acknowledge something that she's doing. If you pick up a lady in the coffee shop. Oh, yeah, that's a good choice you made there. You know, I like that type. You know, I put a little cream in mine. Maybe even some, you know, vanilla flavoring in it. Yeah, so that's what you like. That's your favorite, you know, drink that you, you know, you are into. Those things help, you know, for her to get your attention. That's how you start a conversation. You know, and if she, I gotta say, if she walks off or she walks away, maybe she's involved with someone, I gotta give that. So those are one of the things that I find that women do, but a simple conversation with a gentleman does not hurt, you know. So giving her a compliment on something or trying to start a conversation on a little interest that you may notice about her. Notice things. That's the main thing to do, is to notice something else other than her buttock size. Okay. And also, even if you say something about her smile, you got a pretty smile, you know, because some women, they chuckle, they laugh, they, you know, flirt a little bit because they notice that someone noticed them. So that does play into it. Okay, and telling her how you feel about her, meaning like, you know, I like your smile, I like your style and everything. I seen a little steakhouse on the way here. I don't know if you know about it, but would you like to meet up so that we can have a steak or and have a drink so we can talk about, you know, things that interest you? That there in itself, that would get my attention. I love steak. Every woman loves steak. Every woman loves food, okay? But that's not all that we love. So being that you invited her to a restaurant, you also kind of had a plan, you know? Because if you plan it for her, she's like, oh, he's taking charge. Women love that. They love a little charge. Not too much. Let's not get overzealous with it, okay? Also, this would give her a sense of good from you, and it's also an invite. So if she accepts, now it's time to move on to part two. So like I said, women love a man that takes charge. So that's even if you opening her door for her, taking her to a spot, not questioning her about, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I hate that question, because I feel like you never had a plan. You never had a sense of what we should be doing right now. I would like for you to have a plan. You wanted us on this date. You wanted me to, you know, be, you know, you want to show your interest in me. Plan this date. So know a location that you guys can go to. Yes, out in the open. Not to your house. Because, you know, it's a first date. So we don't want to, you know, automatically just jump the wagon. Unless she's into that type of stuff. And there's some women out there that do. But we want something that's going to be secure. And you want a woman that has security. Not insecurity, okay? So, as you're, you know, planning this date of you guys that you're supposed to be on, keep in mind you are the head of this date. So, you got to have everything planned out, ready to go, so that she doesn't have to be like, okay, what is he going to do now? What's next? Da-da-da-da. Just keep that in mind, okay? And, she is, let me see, if she is not into what you planned, you always can change it. You know, you can always say, well, if, you know, if you don't, you're not into steaks, we can go to this nice seafood restaurant down the street from there. It's got good food there too. You know, we can go there because, you know, you may not be into the steak thing. Some women are. Some of them are vegan. Some of them are, you know, into certain diets. Okay, that's what we're working on this year, girls, right? Get our bodies in shape. Okay, so be direct and upfront with her. Meaning, don't just put everything on the plate. But let her know how you feel about her, what you find interesting in her. Excuse me, I don't know how to talk today. Also find, things about her that she needs to know. That you need to know about her, but also at the same time, tell her a little bit about yourself. Not just what you do, how much money you make, all this other stuff. Tell her about your family. Maybe give her a little insight on your siblings, your mom, your kids, if you have any. And be sure that you're taking care of them and all that good stuff. Not trying to attack anybody. But I've been on dates where some men and their, children's mother and them were going through whatever they was going through. And it wasn't pleasant. Because here it is. You're getting all types of threatening text messages, phone calls, interrupting our time. And I feel like you don't have yourself together. So I can't jump into something that you don't have together. You got to have yourself together. Because that's the most important thing of starting something new. You can't be having something new and something old is still flared up. You have to get that under control first. Before you start trying to move on to something else. So that those are things that you need to work on. The key to getting a date from a woman is the approach. That's like the biggest thing. The way you approach her is not to be desperate. Just be something simple as saying hello. How is your day? How's everything going with you? Complimenting her on her personality. Telling her how you feel about her. Hitting her with a little grab a bite of something to eat from, your favorite choice of restaurant. Maybe introducing her into a new place to eat and stuff. That'd be something good. And then before you know it, things can go to a different level. And then, hey, you have your Valentine's sweetheart, But you guys got to understand that women, we are the most sensitive creatures in the world. Just a little flower will make our day. Just a little, you're beautiful today. Has anyone told you that lately? Those things there. Because men, the way they approach you nowadays, I've heard men say, oh, you just gotta, be rough with her and talk to her in the kind of way they love that. No, we don't. Some women do, but not all. And those women are different class of women. Okay? A totally different class of women. Because the woman already knows that she's beautiful, because she hears that a lot. Give her something else to go off of. They hear that all the time. You're beautiful. Oh, you look fine. You this and that and the other. Okay, tell me something that I don't know. Notice something else about me other than what I'm wearing. How am I wearing it? Notice little other things, So I'm hoping that helps you guys out there on how to approach a woman, because that's the beginning of getting her into your little, into your invite, to welcome her in to, who you are and get her to be noticed. Because one thing about us women, we love to be noticed, but in a positive way, not a negative way. So like I said, listen to your little Charlie Wilson. He's going to give you a whole bunch of advice and also show you his technique of getting, women. And hey, it may turn into a marriage. Whether you guys know the history on Valentine's Day, let me give you a little history on it. Okay. Way back in 1700, Valentine's Day was named after Valentino or Valentine's. He had so many different names. It's ridiculous. And he would go to prisons and, help out these guys that were in prison and whatnot. So, they came upon this idea of women would put their names in a drawing and their name would get picked by whatever guy that would pick them. They will take them out on a date, show them off, and half of these drawings turn into marriages. Okay? So it was a positive thing out of this. And you have to make it positive by putting your energy and time into it. So if you're not ready to give that energy, then I suggest you stay single until you're ready. Because it's a waste of time to go through something and get messed over, because love is huger than life. And what people don't know about love is that people have gotten hurt by love. Love has bought them good. Love has bought them bad. Love has taken them on a roller coaster. And what one thing about it, we don't need to go down that same path that we've been going down with love. So when you meet someone new, keep in mind that, hey, you know, I need to try something different with this love, because the last time it didn't work out. And what didn't work out last time, we have to try in the new time. Okay? So if you guys understood that, I don't know, but that's the way I see it, and that's how, you know, that's how I see it. And I've been in love a million times, just like you probably have been in love a million times before, just as well. And if you haven't been in love and you don't believe in love and all that other stuff, trust me, you're going to find somebody and they're going to love on you the right way. But you also have to remember, when you learn from your past loves, and that's how you generate a new love. And when you finally get that real love, you'll understand it and you'll know it and you'll accept it. And hey, now you're married with 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, how many of you decide to do. But also, you know, we got more to talk on this. So like I said, this is not the last episode. This is just the beginning. And this is the approach episode. And we'll talk about, you know, what happens on a date and what shouldn't happen on a date and how you should dress for a date, ladies. Because according to how you dress, that's how they see it. Okay? So until next time, I will talk to you guys soon. All right. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.